You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Environmental Protection Agency and Ports of Auckland have been given consent to deepen the Rangitoto Channel and dump the material near Aotea Great Barrier Island. However, Ngāti Rehua, who are the local iwi, alongside other iwi and environmental groups, have called for the consent to be cancelled. They argue that the EPA ignored principles of Matauranga Māori and the coinciding environmental impacts. I spoke to Ngāti Rehua's Kelly Klink about the consent and the coinciding judicial review that they're going towards. To start, I asked her to tell me about the judicial review.
So the judicial review came about because there's five non-notified dump sites around Aotearoa, one being the CDS, the Kuvia dump site. And that means that the Environmental Protection Authority governs the resource consents or the consent applications to dump within those sites. This means that they do not have to have any consultation with Mana Whenua and these consents are granted. So back in 2019, when we were in court against the EPA versus Coastal Resources Limited, we had stopped a 250,000 cubic metre consent application from being dumped at the northern disposal area just off the coast of Aotea. So this judicial review is a two-prong attack. So the first one is under the EEZ Act of 2012, which is a dump site. The second part, which we are already in the Environment Court, is through the dredging application for the Waitemata and Rangitoto Channel. And so we're in court now fighting that issue on the dredging. The judicial review is in response to the second part of the application.
So just specifically, what are the concerns around ignorance of Matauranga Māori in the review?
There's been none. So when you don't have any collaboration with Māori, where's the Matauranga in that? They are looking at through a Western lens that the damage will be negligible, as they say, is throughout the statement. And for us as Māori, we don't see it in that way. There's life forms under the ecosystems that are out there in that space. There's already been noted in the Golda report of 2018 that there are threatened to at-risk whales and dolphin species within that space. And if you look at the continental shelf, which is the exclusive economic zone in the Continental Shelf Act, which was established in 2012, that runs right through the Pacific Current. And that, you know, through the seasons, you're seeing mass migrations of whales coming through those spaces. And right through there, this is where they're dumping. So, you know, dumping near or in.
So was there any attempt by the EPA to involve Māori voices?
No, but see, this is the issue. It's a non-notified, so legally they don't have to. And what we're trying to do is see those non-notified dump sites overturned so that there is Matauranga Māori being voiced within those consents, and also that to make sure those who are most effective are able to have a say within that space as well. So that's the issue, is that they are non-notified. We do need to see them overturned, and we're working vigilantly to see that happen. And I suppose that's really why we're pushing the judicial review, is to really raise that awareness, what's happening in the Moana. You know, we can't keep doing this. We can't keep up these draconian practices. They're outdated. They're no longer relevant in today's world. We know that there's a climate crisis, and yet we still are participating in this by dumping in the Moana. They think that going miles out to sea is going to be okay, and we're saying no, it's not. And I think the Matauranga that we kōrero to is about our traditional fishing grounds, and especially out at the NDA, at the Northern Disposal Area. Our whapuku grounds have been wiped out. And we're going to see the same here at the CDS site.
Yeah, on that, is the concern with general dredging and dumping in the Hauraki Gulf, or is it just instances where consent has been given in areas where there are Māori traditional fishing grounds?
No, I think it should be throughout Aotearoa, whether it is in the so-called Pākehā construct of Hauraki Gulf. Because if you remember, the Hauraki Gulf only sits within the RMA, when they're talking about where they're dumping, it's outside this Pākehā construct of the Hauraki Gulf. So what we're trying to educate is about our tūpuna moana, which was Te Moana Nui o Toi Te Huatahi. I'm 31 generations from that tūpuna, and that ocean covers all of that area from the EZ and the RMA. It's about, I think that we need to move away from dumping altogether within the moana and look at healthy alternatives, whether it be mudcrete and placing it in on land. But we do need to start shifting away into a more environmentally friendly space.
Could you just elaborate on what those alternatives could be? You mentioned mudcrete. What are some others?
Mudcrete or reclamation. Look, we know at the moment with sea level rising that a lot of urupā around the country are putting up seawalls to protect their tūpuna, and we've seen a lot of, especially out of Aotea, a lot of koiwi being exposed, you know, our tūpuna bones coming out of those sand dunes and all sorts of stuff. So whether it's reclamation on land, you can use it on roading. Mudcrete can be used on the basin of roading. There's a lot of uses for mudcrete. And what mudcrete does is it locks in any toxins. And after the Sky City fire, you know, they used 24 million litres of water. 1.8 million litres went into the Waitemata. And after testing, they found that it was high in chromium arsenic. So all of those toxins come out into our moana. But if it gets locked into mudcrete, it gets locked in and it doesn't expose. And we can use that for all sorts of things around the country. And I think we just need to, yes, it's going to cost more, but it's going to be healthier in the long run. It's going to be better for, not just for Māori, but for the community, for the whole, for all New Zealand, if we look at healthy alternatives.
Moving on slightly, you have previously said that the Crown agency involved in the EPA was not listened to, and a press release from Protect Aotea said that dismissal of Motoronga Māori is commonplace in Crown agencies. For environmental issues, do you feel like Māori involvement is treated only as a symbolic gesture?
Of course, it's a box-ticking process, and that's why I want to move away from the term consultation and really bring it back into moving into collaboration. Because what they do is they get, you know, for Māori, it's such a long, drawn-out process, because once you go and have a hui with a hapu iwi, you know, that can take a little bit of time, but it's the proper process and the tikanga that needs to happen. And what we've seen is sometimes is that they'll just get a Māori and then tick a box and go, well, that's the iwi and hapu taken care of, and it's actually not right. And we've seen it a few times, and I found it in court recently, where even Pākehā environmental groups are now trying to speak for mana whenua. And we're losing our voice within these spaces, and I think we need to bring it back to a proper tikanga process where there's collaboration with those affected parties within the areas.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.